We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to Kicks and Wagers. I am Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We are writers at RotoWire. Chris, welcome to the show. And what do you got for your kit today?
Hey, Adam. Good to be back. Game week 7 here. We are, getting back into it here. I have a vintage number 17, Christian Pulisic. Bought this jersey when he made his first appearance for the U.S. men's national team. I believe it was back in 2016, a young 18-year-old lad coming into the side, making moves. But got it on the back. You don't need to see that. bought this bad boy just kind of on a whim, thinking he'd be the truth, and so far so good. So I know that he's now number 10, and I love the fact that this is 17. We're heading into the international break. I know he's hurt. I know he's very small chance that he actually plays any matches for the U.S. men's national team. But, we got, 5 points for 3 games in the hack. So I think I got to put all my support behind the U.S. men's national team while I can. So that's what I'm rocking today. What about yourself?
Yeah, unfortunately about Pulisic, I don't think he was called up because he's still hurt. So,
yep.
Yeah, so I got, speaking vintage, check out this bad boy.
Wow, is that Valencia? Nice.
This is Valencia 90-year anniversary Unibet as well. Nice. It's just like their bat here. It has all the players' names for 90 years, all their last names. Just
wow, that is sick.
In the bat. Unfortunately, the ears are coming off. This was back in 2009, but this is Juan Mata. Actually, I should also add that.
Wow.
We're definitely going back.
Wow, we're pulling out the vintages this week.
I mean, I only have vintages, so I don't know what else. We're gonna get. I will try and get some new ones when I'm in Spain next month. So hopefully I'll come back with some Bilbao ones or some Sociedad ones. I get David Silva. I get one of his.
Yeah,
call it vintage, even though he's 35 now. But
yeah. We might. I mean, that's a good segue. Maybe Unibet wants to sponsor the pod.
Yeah. I don't know if they're actually available to us.
Yeah. Are they still in business? I should have asked.
They might be, I think they are starting to come over here. They're just not where we're at. I don't think I have the option in Michigan, but I think they're growing a little bit. So
that's an easy sale. New market for them.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of betting, speaking of wagering, the second part of our name, we gotta accept what happened last week. Chris, what do you have to say for yourself?
To our listeners, my tail is firmly between my legs here, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to get after it again here this week. I think there's some really good opportunities to bounce back. Last week I missed on Chelsea, whatever that was, plus – I had Chelsea over plus 165 to win as my best bet at home against Manchester City. I think we had all the right makings for the bet there, but Manchester City, just their quality showed. I didn't actually catch the match, so couldn't speak to the details of it, but 1-0 Manchester City wins away to Chelsea, so didn't quite get that one right. I Yeah, threw out a couple other considerations that were decent that did hit, but the main one being the Leeds West Ham was over 2.5 goals was -160. There were 3 goals, and then West Ham to win was +140, and they got the job done with 2-1 over Leeds. So, you know, missed a couple, got a couple right, and gonna continue to look at my process, see what I got right, what I got wrong, and see how I can improve week to week. But, you know, fresh week here in game week 7, and I'm going to try and get it better going forward.
Yeah, speaking of West Ham, I don't know what to say. I kind of blew it. I got nervous last Thursday before the podcast. I saw that was -130. I was like, I kind of want better odds on this. So I threw in Manchester United win or draw. And I said last week it was a rookie move, and it was a rookie loss. West Ham won. I could have taken them on the money line to win. Mm-hmm. And Manchester United, they lost. They gave up a late goal, and then they got a penalty. Bruno Fernandes stepped up. If he made it, my bet would have hit. Instead, he blew it over the goal, and that was probably the final kick of the game, and I lost. I think that's just a lesson. That's kind of what I want to do for the fans. If you're trying to parlay things, don't do stupid things. That's the main lesson.
Yeah.
Limit your parlays and don't be stupid, okay? That's it.
And when you say out loud to yourself that it's a rookie bet and to your podcasting partner, you got to just be like, all right, maybe I'm doing it. Maybe my process is wrong here. Maybe I am right. And it is a rookie bet. I'm just going to reevaluate this one.
It's funny because my other consideration was taking Leicester win or draw. And they almost lost, but they actually drew. So,
yeah,
it was bad decisions all around. That's something we're going to learn from, and something we're going to take advantage of in the coming weeks here.
Side note from that Manchester United game, we cannot normalize players missing penalty kicks and issuing public apologies. I don't know if you or our listeners saw that Bruno Fernandes like public apology for missing a penalty, but my man, you know, like, just go back up to the spot next time if Cristiano's not there and just bag it. You know, you don't gotta say sorry. You don't gotta go out and do that. But that was like that grind of my gears.
I think he was just trying to. I think he just knows that Cristiano Ronaldo is going to be on PKs the rest of the year, so he had to say something. He's like, "Ole, like I know what happened, but please put me back on PKs." Like,
yeah,
I think that was his main goal there. I think that's just actually a Manchester United thing, because I believe Jesse Lingard apologized for blowing it against Young Boys a few weeks ago when he passed it right to the other team.
Get their comms director on the phone and be like, hey, we can't normalize that. Like, cut that crap out.
All right, so here we go. Game week 7. We got starting off with Everton at Manchester United. Manchester United just got that late Cristiano Ronaldo goal to win in Champions League, but I'm pretty okay slate for Saturday. It's nothing too exciting. You see anything there that stands out to you?
Yeah, you mentioned not super exciting. That first game is really interesting to me. Everton, Manchester United. I think Everton are still going to be missing a number of players. I haven't checked out their injury report quite yet, but I do think that they're going to be missing a couple players. Manchester United playing on a really short week too, and playing that early game. I know this from watching enough Liverpool games, but Jurgen Klopp hates that Wednesday game and then the earliest game on Saturday. Yeah. So that's something to consider. Are they fatigued from that game over against Villarreal, where Ronaldo scored late in the match? And so I'm considering that. Just like Man United is -210 to win, so probably avoid that. The draw is +240, and Everton to win is +600. So Man United playing on a short week. Ronaldo went a full 90. Is he going to come back and play a full 90 again against Everton? I'm a little dubious. We'll see about that. So that's something to consider. There's a couple other ones on the slate Saturday that would be kind of fun too. The big one is that I would really like to consider is Wolverhampton Newcastle. The draw is +320, which is pretty good odds if you throw a tenner down. The under goals is under 2.5 goals is -110. So put 10 down, 19 returns. Wolves have in their past 6 Premier League matches have all been under 2.5 goals. Each of the last 5 matches between Wolverhampton and Newcastle have ended at 1-1, which I thought was an insane stat. They've played 5 straight, all 1-1. So that under 2.5 at -110 is a decent shout for Saturday.
Yeah, I think I wrote about both those in my article. It'll be coming out late Thursday or tomorrow, Friday. I'm actually taking Manchester United -1.5 there. I just got a thing against Everton. Maybe I'm second guessing that now that you're talking about being tired and everything. But on second hand, if you just look at Manchester United's lineup, like Aaron Wan-Bissaka, he's going to be back. He was suspended in Champions League. There's a chance Luke Shaw's ready to play. And then just guys coming off the bench, like they're going to, if Ronaldo doesn't start, like Cavani's going to start. They can start Lingard, Martial, probably bring in Matic, defensive midfield. Sancho, he didn't start midweek. So
no.
I'm still not too worried about just the quick schedule. It's tough, but they are home, so that's definitely an advantage. And I still just can't get into Everton just with the way they're playing. I know they beat Norwich. We both talked Norwich last week, but they came out with just a super defensive formation, and it wasn't – I was all of a sudden off that bet. I think they went with like a 5-3-2, something they didn't use in league play before that, and they're just trying to play it a little bit more defensive, and obviously it didn't work. I was hoping they would, you know, take their attacking mentality and try and bank off of how Everton was just focusing on counterattacking and everything, but they played completely different. So that bet missed. Getting into Sunday here, it's actually a pretty busy schedule because there's going to be no Monday matches because of the international break. There's actually 3 games at the same time, which is surprising. But obviously the big one, Manchester City at Liverpool. I guess we'll get into that one later. So let's get into your best bets here then.
Yeah, quickly before I do that, I did want to highlight that Burnley-Norwich City match too. There's some interesting bets to do that I was just kind of surfing DraftKings last night. But Burnley's -115 to win. The draw is +270. And Norwich, who I believe have not won a Premier League or who have lost 16 straight Premier League matches, is +330 to win. A couple interesting stats here. Burnley have drawn or lost in their last 13 home Premier League matches. So they haven't won in 13 home Premier League matches. Norwich have yet to win the season, and they've scored in only two of 6 matches. So if you're looking at the draw here, +270 is the draw. Tie and under 1.5 goals is +900, and then the tie and over 1.5 goals is +400. So if you think that that's going to be a 1-1 match, which would be, you know, for Norwich, a pretty good result, all things considered, you can get that at +400. And then if you think that Burnley can win, they're playing at home, playing a Norwich City side who have been just extremely poor through 6 matches. You think they can win, and the under being under 2.5 goals, that's +320. So some interesting parlays there that you could exploit if you feel that the ugliest game on the slate is worth betting on. So my best bet, you kind of teased to that Liverpool Manchester City match on Sunday. It's best game on the slate, most exciting, both teams coming off Champions League matches, one where Liverpool cruised to a 5-1 victory over FC Porto, and Manchester City dropped a 2-0 loss to Paris Saint-Germain, obviously two really quality sides, but both teams coming back from a Champions League match. So I like the fact they're playing on a short week, always a good game, and you know, most of the time there always seems to be goals involved, so I like both teams to score and no draw at +140 as my best bet. If you want to really go even further in depth on that match, Liverpool is plus 190. The draw is plus 255. So I'm saying no draw. So I'd avoid that. Either pick one of the two teams at Liverpool plus 190 or Manchester City at plus 140. So my best bet, again, both teams to score no draw at plus 140. A couple other ones to consider, or another one to consider, is Salah is plus 160 to be the anytime goal scorer. Salah scored in 7 of 8 matches this season. He's got 8 goals, 2 assists. He's just been, you know, the best player maybe in Europe so far in the short part of the season. So that's kind of where I'm at for my best bet, is that both teams score no draw. And then if I really want to get spicy, I like Liverpool just as a stupid fan here at plus 190.
Yeah, so it does sound like, so I guess you are going Liverpool, but so you get what, plus 130 odds for both teams to score and no draw. So that's basically
plus 140.
A plus 140. That's 2-1 to either side, kind of a thing.
Correct.
3-1, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, so pretty good odds, considering, you know, you could just take Liverpool win and at plus 190. I do like Liverpool's in the spot. We kind of went the same situation last week. We said Chelsea were underrated, but I think Liverpool, they've just played Manchester City better over the last few years. And we've compared Liverpool this season to how they were playing 2 seasons ago. And I believe Liverpool won that match 2 years ago. I think it was 3-1 maybe in league play. I'm not saying that will happen again, but I definitely think Manchester City probably shouldn't be favored in this spot. They're coming. I mean, they're at PSG midweek, and granted, Liverpool were in Porto, but now they're home, so it's a definite advantage. Just overall, again, I think Manchester City, they're just overrated in the odds. That was even seen against PSG. I think they're favored to beat PSG, and then they didn't score. They lost 2-0. So it's just something to exploit in certain matchups. And unfortunately, Chelsea are kind of not playing well right now. So that one didn't work out for us last week, though.
Yeah, Liverpool playing at home against Manchester City. You know, Liverpool have been, just aside from that like six or eight game skid where they lost 6 straight matches at Anfield last season. Other than that, that, you know, they were on like a 48 game unbeaten streak at Anfield prior to that, and then they lost 6 straight, and now they've been, you know, incredibly strong at Anfield as well. Interesting stat that I saw is Jurgen Klopp is the most successful manager against Pep Guardiola. He's won 9 of 21 encounters, so I'm not sure how many losses he's got there, but winning 9 of 21 against Pep, more impressive than any other manager's done so far. So something to consider there as well.
Even when they weren't even playing well last season, I think they drew them 1-1 at Manchester City. So it's the odds. I just don't agree with the odds. And sure, something else could happen to what we saw last week. But I think Liverpool are more consistent than Chelsea, you could say. And I like their attacking mentality a little bit more than Chelsea, which ultimately hurt them, I think, in their loss against Manchester City.
Yeah.
But, okay, getting, I guess, I just bad talk Chelsea here, but that's going to be my best bet. So I'm looking at Chelsea. Burned you last week, but home, they're minus 250 against Southampton. Whoops. Someone's sending me text. They're hearing my Chelsea bet. They're upset. Yep.
The fans are going nuts already.
Why are you picking Chelsea again? All right, so instead of taking the minus 250, I'm going Chelsea to win in a shutout. That is plus 115. So those are pretty good odds. I just kind of think Chelsea, they're going to bounce back. That's the main thing. They've had a couple rough games. They lost that home game against Manchester City. Then they lost at Juventus. So they're really struggling. And when you combine that with just a drop in competition against Southampton, they have not scored in their last 3 league matches. That's pretty relevant. They're playing super defensive. So I do think, if anything, this one will probably, I'll probably lean on the under in this. You can get, under is actually plus 110. So those are pretty decent odds. I just think Southampton, they're playing a little more defensive. Combine that with Chelsea, who are already a defensive team as well. We'll take Lukaku. I don't care who scores, but we'll take Lukaku to score a goal and Chelsea to win 1-0, 2-0. And we'll call it a day, plus 115. I think that's pretty good because I don't think Southampton's going to break this Chelsea back line.
Yeah, that's an interesting bet. Southampton been really, they've been pretty strong, at least from a defensive perspective. So, yeah, I think Chelsea kind of gets over their they won 1-0 in the Champions League this week.
No, they lost.
Oh, they lost. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, they're on 2-1-0 losses. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, so definitely should be interesting. But yeah, so Southampton just always pretty well organized under Ralph. But yeah. Interesting bet.
Yeah, I guess if you're worried about a scoreless draw or even Southampton winning 1-0 or something, which I don't think will happen, you could also take the no on both teams to score, but that's a minus 145. So I'm still going with Chelsea. Just the odds are good right there. And like I said, the drop in competition I think will be helpful.
And that under bet seems intriguing that you mentioned.
Yeah, I'd definitely look at that. I'm just kind of worried about it just because the last time I did that with Chelsea, they ended up scoring, I think, in stoppage time, even at Tottenham. I had the under 2.5 in that game. They won at Tottenham 3-0. They dominated that one. I probably should have just taken Chelsea to win a nil, and didn't work out for me in the end. So in this one, it's probably going to be the opposite or something, and it'll be, I don't know, 1-1 or 0-0, and then it'll hit the under, but I'll still be wrong. But we'll hope that doesn't happen.
Solid.
All right. Well, that's what we got for our best bets.
Chelsea to win. Adam's got Chelsea to win and a shutout plus 115. I got Liverpool, Manchester City, both teams to score, no draw, plus 140. So some good odds to make some cash here. And hopefully both Adam and I bounce back from, one rookie bet and me just being a little silly, taking a Chelsea team, using a little bit of hubris there. So, hopefully both of us can bounce back this week.
Yeah, before we go, I just want to look at this busy Sunday, early Sunday slate. I kind of like Crystal Palace. They're playing well at home. They're plus 220 to beat Leicester City, and then Aston Villa plus 240 to beat Tottenham. I like both of those sides. I think if you just want to put a little parlay together, take, Aston Villa win or draw, Crystal Palace win or draw, put those together. They play at the same time, see what happens. I like those teams. I think are both playing better than their opponents. Tottenham aren't really playing all that well. They also play today in Europa League. So that's another thing to think about. And then so does Leicester. And Leicester just overall, they're not playing really well. They should have lost at home last week to Burnley. So I think those are just two sides there. They don't play midweek. They should be wet rested just to look at for if you're looking at Sunday morning or in case you're coming off some losing bets or something on Saturday, that's something to look at Sunday morning.
Yeah. Adam, before we go here, I'm surprised you didn't want to go back to Wolverhampton and your boy Jose Zah and try to take them this weekend. Adam and I had a huge, titanic, ginormous Fantrax matchup last week. Both were looking at top of the table. And Jose Zah puts up 32 on Fantrax, so a little bit different than betting, but still, we're all in on soccer here at RotoWire Soccer. So surprised you didn't go with them, but take the money and run type of deal, I think.
Take the money and run, yeah. well, I don't. It's like that. We do before we leave again. We just got to keep extending this. I feel like I have to pull up a clip from what you said. I don't know, the last international break when you were looking to take Mikel Arteta to be first to sack. Do you have an update on your first to be sacked manager odds here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, now that we're at the next international break, so it's been about a month. You were a Mikel Arteta stan, for the right reasons, I guess. I got a little bit delirious early on in the season, saw a couple of things I didn't like. thought they were kind of extending from the former season. And, you know, credit to Mikel. He has turned it around for Arsenal. They're looking really strong. They got some players back. And he firmly looks like he's not even in consideration for the sack right now. Who knows? We could be talking in November at the next international break. Well, maybe things have changed. So, you know, I'll eat my words here about Mr. Arteta and move it along here. But, you know, good for Arsenal. I think the Premier League's better when Arsenal is playing better. So, tough match for them on Saturday against Brighton, though, I'll say that much. So, yeah, that's where we're at. And maybe we are heading into the international break, so maybe we'll revisit what some of those odds are next week.
You heard it here first. Chris's second favorite team in the Premier League is Arsenal, and his second favorite manager is Mikel Arteta. So, wow.
The libel.
All right, everyone. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Again, check out rotowire.com for all of, all your betting needs, all your DFS needs, all your fantasy needs. We have everything. You can get a free 10-day trial, rotowire.com/soccer trial. Again, thanks, Chris.
See you next week. Thanks, Adam. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.